Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the proposed RMP amendments, policy standards for warehousing in the New Jersey Highlands region, and an update to the land use capability zone map and technical report. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Corey Piasecki, and I'm a principal planner with the New Jersey Highlands Council. Here with me today is Carol Ann Dickton, communications manager for the Highlands Council. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft amendments. Please be sure to sign in at the table where copies of the proposed amendments and a summary memo are also available. If you would like to speak, please raise your hand and wait to be called on. When you speak, please state your name, affiliated organization, and address for the record. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of their remarks with council staff. If there is sufficient time, we will have additional comments if needed. Comments may also be submitted to comments@highlands.nj.gov. Please be aware that this hearing is for comments on these documents only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, NJDEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document, which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original documents. Does anybody wish to speak?
I'm just a little confused, and maybe I can't ask a question, but is the entire warehousing document new?
Yes.
Okay, so there was no regulations regarding warehousing in Highlands District before this?
Right.
Okay.
They were largely, the warehousing guidelines were largely enumerated in the regional master plan as separate components within the regional master plan and the associated land use ordinance. Essentially what that document is a distillation of those requirements down to identify warehousing. No one wishes to speak at this time. I'm going to just pause our recording. All right. The time is now 5:03. We'll pause the recording until someone wishes to make a comment. The time is now 5:09, and we do have somebody that would like to make a comment.
I should speak into that.
They'll pick you up anyway.
Okay. My name is Pamela Bailey, and I'm here as a private citizen from the Hampton Borough. And we don't really have any land that's allocated to have warehouses on it because it's a small borough and the big piece of land is already allocated for something else. But I'd like to mention that occasionally tractor trailers get lost and come through our small borough, which is about a mile and a half, one and a half square miles. And either they get stuck under the railroad trestle because they don't notice the height and then it's a big thing to get them out, or they get stuck on some of the smaller streets trying to make a turn. And then again, we don't have a police department, and then usually a private citizen has to go out and try and help them get out of the mess. So that is my only concern about living in Hampton, that the tractor trailers do sometimes come in and get lost and, cause a problem. So, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else at this time? Okay, the time is now 5:11. We will pause comments until somebody wishes to make a comment. The time is now 5:35. There are no additional commenters who wish to speak, and thus concludes the Highlands Council public hearing on February 21st at 5 p.m. in the town of Clinton. Thank you.